The massive curtain in the temple that separated between the courtyard and as they were entering into the holy and then the holy of holies. That massive paroiches, that massive curtain, if it became impure with a vlad hatuma, with a secondary decree of impurity. And what we're talking about over here is, if we just remember, so you've got your primary sources of impurity, right, which would be a corpse or someone who's touched a corpse, or a zav or a zava, those are primary sources of impurity. If they touch a person or food or a utensil, that becomes a first level, a rishon latuma. If that then touches food or liquid, it becomes a second level. But a person can't become a second level, only food or utensils. And if the second level touches truma or holy things, holy sacrificial meat, that can become a third level even. So you've got primary, first level, second level, third level. Now, a curtain typically can't become impure if it touches a first or a second degree, because a utensil can only become impure if it touches a primary source of impurity. So what's the case over here? An impure liquid, the sages decreed, if an impure liquid touches a utensil or a person, the utensil or the person becomes impure. That's the only scenario. An impure liquid touched this curtain. So the curtain becomes impure, but only rabbinically. Only rabbinically, and that's important. Why? Because in this case, matbilin oisab bifnim, we take it to the mikveh, this curtain, but we can do it on the Temple Mount. We don't have to run out of the Temple Mount with this curtain, which we'll see we have to do just now, because it's only rabbinical, and therefore we can leave it in the temple courtyard. We take it to the mikveh on the temple courtyard, u'machnis oisab miyad, and then we put it straight back up. We don't have to wait for nightfall. We take it to the mikveh, we hang it right back up, all there in the temple, because it's all only a rabbinical impurity, it's not a Torah impurity. But if it becomes impure with a primary source of tumah, let's say it touched a dead body, let's say a kohen was standing there and he died, and when he was dead, he touched the curtain, right? So matbilin oisa b'chutz, we quickly take the curtain down and we take the curtain outside of the temple quickly, because now it's impure in a Torah law. And we hang it out and we take it to the mikveh, v'shotchin oisa b'chal, and then to dry, we leave it in the chal, which was outside the temple compound. We let it dry over there until nightfall, and then now it would be pure again, and we bring it and we'd hang it back up. V'ma'asa chadash, if it was a beautiful new curtain, says the Mishnah, shotchin oisa al gag ha'itzpa'a, they would put it up on the roof of the itzpa in a particular place where everyone could see it, because if it was a new beautiful thing, kadashi yira am, they wanted the people to see, es melachta shein, no, they wanted the people to see the beautiful workmanship of the curtain, so they would hang it up in a special place where everybody could come see it.